This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
When our water heater broke down last month, it was a nightmare. It took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. By the time it was all said and done, I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. And they will break, and at the worst possible time. Call American Residential Warranty right now for free information on home warranties starting at just pennies a day. Don't wait for your refrigerator to stop running or your ceiling fans to stop turning. Call American Residential Warranty right now. Ask how you can save up to 50% on washer and dryer coverage. Just call 1-800-686-3910. That's 1-800-686-3910. Again, 1-800-686-3910. Call now.
Glenn Beck,
The Blaze Radio Network.
A century ago, America's progressive elites, believing the Constitution to be old, dusty, and irrelevant, formulated a 100-year plan to bring about the fundamental transformation of America. They knew that no plan that didn't include controlling the education system could be successful. America's children would have to be indoctrinated. God and religion eventually eliminated entirely from the classroom. The Constitution had to be de-emphasized and socializing, and socialism would need to be emphasized. Along came John Dewey and Horace Mann to design the shift from classic education to progressive education. Since that time, America's students have received a steady dose of collectivism and socialism. Collectivism, socialism, Marxism principles such as redistribution of wealth, the idea that the Constitution is a living, breathing document, and that's only when the Constitution is mentioned at all, and a massive shift away from the facts and the truth. Meanwhile, the role of parents in the process has been so diminished that their children's education has nearly become none of their business. The transformation has taken us 180 degrees from where the Founding Fathers intended America to be. Here we are. So now what? What can we actually do about it? Kyle Olson, founder and CEO of the Education Action Group and co-author of Conform, points out the first step is to act. Parents must get involved.
When it comes to how they learn, what they learn, and the pace at which they learn that, we, the professionals, know that. We know better than the parents do. And we've seen this time and time again, this attitude play out. And whether it's not, whether it's shutting parents out, not letting parents be involved, or it's passing more regulations on parents and what they can't do, or whatever the case may be. What I've seen, and I can speak from a parent, but I know how my children behave. I know how they learn. I know what their interests are better than any government bureaucrat will ever know. And that's why I think it's incumbent upon parents to be in charge of their child's education. Many parents obviously yield that to a public school or to a charter school or to a private school or an online school to some degree. But parents need to be the ones in charge, and if they are not the ones in charge, then the state will fill that gap.
During the progressive ed century, parents grew comfortable with turning the education of their children completely over to the state. They are the teachers. They are the administrators. They have the degrees. They're qualified, not us. What was lost was the knowledge that no one was more invested in the welfare of America's children, no one loved them, cared for them, and was more dedicated to them than their parents. But progressives will say, yes, parents care about their kids, but they're not qualified to teach them, and they certainly don't teach them the important things like sex education. Again, Kyle Olson.
There is a secular progressive value set in public schools. And so when that sort of value set is in charge, there is no morality. There is no right and wrong. Everything is gray. And so what we have seen when it comes to teaching sex ed is that things that traditionally either wouldn't be taught because they're abnormal behaviors, or things that may be taught at older ages are now being taught at younger and younger ages. And what this has done, it's set up this conflict between parents and schools about what is appropriate to teach to young kids.
Olson explains how this is playing out between schools and families all across the country.
What we're seeing around the country is this struggle that's going on, because parents feel like it's their obligation and it's their right to teach kids about reproduction and sexuality and those things, where the school, because they believe that kids are going to do it anyway and so we better teach them about it, they're shifting away from abstinence and they're getting into very sort of nitty-gritty details about, you know, different things, different behaviors and different things to do and all of those kinds of things. And so this is another example of a school that has essentially mission creep, where instead of just teaching kids about reading and writing and math and history and you know, the basic subjects, they're getting into teaching about behaviors and values, and it's a mission creep that's been going on for years now. But it's another example, I think, of parents need to be aware of what's being taught and how the value set, what they learned in school, especially when it comes to sex ed, is very different from what's being taught today.
Yet another topic abdicated by parents and co-opted by progressives. Tens of millions of American youth have learned their value system not from their parents, but from the teacher at school. So again, what can Americans do about it? If you want more input and influence in the process of educating your children about sex or any subject, there are other options available. One of those is homeschooling. The elites in education and society in general will, of course, mock, ridicule, and belittle this alternative. Sure, they'll say you can homeschool your kids if you want to raise a total buffoon who can't feed himself, let alone contribute to society. First of all, they'll insist, only professional teachers who have a degree have any right or the ability to educate children. Only irresponsible rednecks would even attempt such a thing. Conform co-author Kyle Olson addresses that criticism.
One of the things that unions push is that only people who go to a college of education should be able to be a teacher. And the reason that they do that is because they control that whole process. And there is a sort of a cynic would call it a brainwashing process that happens in a college of education, where student teachers there, or teacher students there, are exposed to Bill Ayers, and they're exposed to Paulo Freire, and they're exposed to hardcore leftist ideology. And what they are trying to do, of course, is capture those minds, which then, once they have those people indoctrinated, then they go into the classrooms and spread the indoctrination. And so what they try and fight is any sort of disruption of that process. And there has been a great move that seems like, you know, fairly common sense to me, to bring more people who have real-world experience, who have not been indoctrinated through a four-year teacher degree program, but to bring those people into the classroom.
Not to mention those most invested in the student, the parents, can actually become the most effective teacher for their child through their commitment and devotion to the task. But how can parents accomplish this daunting challenge? Teaching aids and curriculum for classical education through homeschool are now easily accessed through the Internet. There are homeschool co-ops available in nearly every metropolitan area of the country. Groups of homeschooling parents now get together in their homes and share their skills to educate kids in the co-op in their area of expertise. And in the process, parents can design a curriculum that is far superior to those being offered by the professionals with degrees. Now, how can someone make a claim like that, that homeschool curriculum is far superior to public school curriculum taught by professional teachers? Well, by using the results, the facts, the truth, the three things that have been de-emphasized from our progressive world. As reported by the Washington Times, an extensive research project was done by Ph.D. Brian Ray, an internationally recognized scholar and president of the National Home Education Research Institute. He compared the results of almost 12,000 homeschool students from all 50 states to their public school counterparts. The students took three well-known standardized achievement tests: the California Achievement Test, the Iowa Test of Basic Skills, and the Stanford Achievement Test. The results are staggering. Five areas of academic pursuit were measured. The home-educated students typically scored 15 to 30 percentile points above the public school students on the test. The public school average is in the 50th percentile. Scores range from 1 to 99. In reading, homeschoolers outperform public schoolers 89 to 50. In language, math, and social studies, homeschoolers outscored public schoolers 84 to 50 on each. And in science, the difference was 86 to 50. A 2015 study found that black homeschooled students to be scoring 23 to 42 percentile points above black public school students. It's important to keep in mind that those incredible results were achieved with zero taxpayer dollars going to educating the homeschoolers. In addition to paying the taxes for the public schools that they don't use, homeschoolers self-fund their efforts. Meanwhile, the local, state, and federal spending for public education is over $1 trillion per year. Spending more and more taxpayer money does not seem to solve America's education problems. And despite what anyone says, $1 trillion is far more than any other country spends on education in the history of the world. Now, this outcome shouldn't be shocking when you remember that the progressive education movement long ago de-emphasized actual facts and truth and focused on socialization and indoctrination instead. Another popular criticism from public school devotees is the social aspect of public school for children that homeschoolers supposedly don't get. For many homeschoolers, the social aspect is one of the many reasons they have kept their children home. Homeschooling parents don't need to worry about their kids being introduced to drugs, sex, and bullying when they are secure within their own home. They also realize that their children will have plenty of opportunities to interact with neighborhood kids at sporting activities, church, and elsewhere. The curriculum used by homeschool parents can be tailored to their child's specific needs and for the family's values. For instance, God and religion, removed decades ago from progressive public school environment, can be reintroduced and included in their education at home. Classic literature, living books, a knowledge and understanding of the United States Constitution and the founders' original intent, hands-on experience, love of country, and much, much more, a complete Jeffersonian education, can be developed by parents and absorbed by their children. Now, not everyone can or desires to take the homeschool path. So besides homeschooling, there are other alternatives to succumbing to the progressive public education. Parents can band together with other like-minded dissatisfied parents in the area and actually start their own school, a charter, religious, or totally private school. You could eventually seek accreditation or not. As with homeschooling, this is a big project and may not be for everyone, but it is an idea that provides another avenue to avoid conforming to the progressive machine. Also, like homeschooling, help and advice for starting something like this is as close as your internet connection. If taking your child's education into your own hands isn't possible for you, what else can be done? If public school is your only option, your involvement at school and in the entire process is a must. Knowing exactly what your children are being taught, speaking up and challenging the curriculum that runs contrary to your values, electing school board members that are in line with your values, and being even more involved than you already are. Perhaps running for school board positions yourself. Discussing with your kids what's being taught continually, nightly. All of these actions are critical. Another benefit to becoming more involved? Well, you might just prepare your children to be the saviors of the Republic.
Want more serials? You can listen to every episode at glennbeck.com/serials. Next week, you'll learn about the history of unions in America.
Glenn Beck.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
The last time you purchased your mattress, you were also paying for things you didn't know. You're paying for the showroom, you're paying for the guy's salary who helped you, the commissions, and the reseller's profit. Casper Mattress has changed all of that. They sell directly to you. That's why the most comfortable mattress you have ever slept on is going to save you a ton of money. Cost you much less than the mattress you bought years ago. Casper was invented with two high-tech foams that guarantee that you sleep cool and comfortable with the support that you need. Also, Time Magazine, because of this, named it one of the best inventions of 2015. And your Casper mattress ships free and is delivered in a small, really, honestly, how did they do that kind of box? Tanya and I have a Casper mattress, and we love it. Try one in your own home for 100 nights, risk-free. If you don't love it, they're going to pick it up and refund every single penny. Go to Casper.com, use the promo code Beck, and get $50 off the purchase of your brand new Casper mattress. Terms and conditions do apply. It's Casper.com, promo code Beck. Casper.com, promo code Beck.